Stranger danger. Stranger danger. This is a test. If you hear this recording, run.
Oh my God, I keep spilling wine everywhere. What is happening?
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Welcome to Stranger Danger.
Willkommen.
What? Is that German?
Yeah, it's German for welcome.
Okay. Welcome to Stranger Danger, episode... What is the scene? 33.
Oh, Brittany's drunk. Forewarning. You know,
guys, we just downed a whole bottle of rosé. Yeah, just me and Steen.
Talk louder, please.
And it's one of those big Mama Jammas by Barefoot.
She's a big Mama Jamma.
You know, Brittany and Justine are classy when they drink Barefoot.
Hell yeah. I know. While we're barefoot.
Nothing but Barefoot and Boone's Farm up in here.
Hunter, stop drinking my wine. Thank you. He likes
two
it.
Episodes now. Hunter's been drinking the wine.
He likes it. I don't know why.
The wine. I'm not really sure why my voice did that.
I don't know. That's all right. Either. All right, guys. This is the Stranger Danger. You hear that?
No, rowdy the corner. Race car 62. I've been to one NASCAR race, so I feel like I can announce race car. Race
you
car.
You do a really NASCAR. Good job at it.
Thank you. Yeah. I try.
All right, guys. This is an episode of Stranger Dangers. So if you would like to give your personal Stranger Danger to us, we will give you the details to do so at the end.
Yes, and if you're unaware of what a Stranger Danger is,
it's self-explanatory.
Well, there you go. This is gonna be fun. By the way, guys, we are not PC. We talk a lot of shit. We say a lot of curse words. There's a lot of f-bombs, b-bombs,
bitch,
p and the v-bombs,
pussy.
Well, there you go.
Pussy and the bombs. What did you just say?
Sounds like a band.
Bah, 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 bah.
We should start a band that says that.
Well, we're not that musical.
Speak you for know.
Yourself.
I can beatbox. That's my instrument.
Okay, do it right now.
Mm-hmm. You ready?
Go ahead, JT. It's the same fucking beat over and over.
He's
not talented.
You're an extremely talented
man.
Justine,
don't encourage him. It's the same shit over and over again.
Encourage me.
No, don't do it. Don't do
well,
it.
Well, you know.
All right.
I have complicated feelings about you. Okay.
Our first Stranger Danger is from Elena.
Hey, Elena. Gilbert, is this Vampire Diaries?
Yes.
Okay. Awesome.
Elena says, hey, ladies. Just want to say how much I love the podcast and send you a Stranger Danger. Or two, or four.
Oh, damn. Okay.
Hopefully, you're still taking them because I'm still catching up on the episodes and have been binging.
You know what? Don't even correct any of your words right now.
She's been binging all the episodes.
Well, Brittany's been binging all the wine. Okay.
I have. Been binging on the Stranger Danger stories. I totally love them. Anyway, here's mine.
Okay, let's hear it.
It is a couple of incidents, but all fits into one story.
Ooh, okay.
So something about me screams, please take my cell phone.
What? Okay.
In the last 2 years, I've been robbed 3 times of my phone. I usually take all the precautions when I'm going somewhere at night, but during the day, I've had the tendency to let my guard down.
Definitely roll around with a flip phone from now on.
Bad idea.
Don't invest in any
Your
sort
phone
of
is too
smartphone.
Dope. People want it.
The first time it happened, I was walking on a busy street in the middle of the day, and 4 guys came up and kind of surrounded me. I immediately had that bad gut feeling you always talk about. At first, nothing happened, and I walked off as fast as I could. But all of a sudden, one of the guys came running at me and grabbed my phone right out of my pocket. Lesson one, don't put your phone in your back pocket. That's a very good lesson.
I put my phone in my back pocket all the time.
Just you don't do that.
How do you not sit on it?
Don't do that.
I dropped it in the toilet one time, so I don't really do that since then.
Well, you were at work, weren't you?
No, I was out drinking.
So you don't do that.
Why
don't
is
do
being
that.
At work make that any better?
I put my phone in my back pocket at work.
Because I didn't really want you to take your phone to the bathroom.
Because I don't...
My job doesn't give a shit, but yours does.
Whatever. Okay. The second time, it was one guy who, again in the middle of the day, came up and snatched it out of my pocket. This time, it was... in my side pocket. Fucker!
Oh, damn! This is
very aggressive, right? Lesson here. I got a phone case that literally allows me to strap that thing to my side.
There you go.
Like White Shrew.
And now I always have my pepper spray at the ready, day or night. The third time.
What? Okay.
The third time was perhaps the most comical.
Oh.
Again, I'm walking at my bus stop, and this cute, chubby little kid, who was probably around 12, and kind of looks like he's been crying, comes up to me and asks if he can use my phone because he really needs to call his mom. Being a sucker for kids, I say, sure. The moment I hand it to him, this little fucker dashes off.
Oh, hell no.
And chubby or not, let me tell you, he was fast. I tried to chase him down, but I couldn't catch him. Not sure what's more embarrassing, getting hustled by a kid or not being able to catch the little thief. Lesson here, stranger danger can come in any size. A side note, this kid really did have a sick hustle because I met another lady at a bus stop who experienced the same thing with him.
Oh, damn. Nice.
Thanks and keep up the awesome work. Love, Elena.
Kaylena, I'm really sorry that your phone got stolen that third time, but I'm kind of proud of that weird kid.
Right. That kid's crazy. That kid's a hustle.
That is a good hustle. Ma'am, can I please call my mom?
Peace. Little did you know that he was like a fucking marathon running champion.
Those little chubby thighs took him real far in life.
I'm sorry that happened to you.
Yeah.
It sucks when your phone, because phones are inexpensive, right?
They are expensive.
I said in
it. Yeah, that's incorrect.
They're not inexpensive.
My bad. They're expensive, mm-hmm. right? Why did I say inexpensive? It's the rosé. It's
the rosé talking.
Blame it on the rosé. Anyways, they're English expensive, right?
Second language.
Shut up! So.
What did he say?
What?
What did he say that you told him to shut up?
Everything.
Actually, you heard what she said. Yeah.
He said English is my second language.
Oh,
okay.
Oh.
Oh, all right.
Okay. See? I hear. Wait, look at. I hear.
She pointed to her head. I hear.
And her forehead.
Brain.
I hear. Advise me, the queen of the podcast.
What? No, get out.
I'm not. You know, that sucks though, but really cell phones are expensive.
Yeah.
So it sucks when you get it stolen.
Yeah.
And you have to fucking go get a new one.
Three times.
Yeah, it sucks.
Fuck that. I'd be like, you know what? It wasn't meant for me to have a cell phone.
I would have kicked that.
I'm gonna get a beeper. Can you still buy?
Do beepers still exist? That's the question.
I think they do.
I don't think they do. I don't think.
How do you text it?
There's nobody that
can. I don't even know what the words are to message it. Do you call it?
Well, I don't think they're able to communicate anymore.
Yeah, all it does. Well, it's probably just a mini answering machine at this point.
Hi.
What's the point of a beeper?
Hi, Joe.
Wasn't a beeper back in the day? It was just so you can see who called you. Like it would give you the number.
No, and you know, like you a message. It had like weird like code. It would just be numbers though. Oh no, you could do words. No, at some
it
point.
Was a message. Yeah, it would. You would beep somebody like and give them a message, and it would show across the. My dad had one, so it would show across the fucking screen what the message said, and it had to be like a really short one. So it'd be like, "Oh, call me back ASAP."
Or like 911.
Yeah, and it would show you the numbers.
So I'm in labor. Or something
like that. I feel like that's
or I'm in labor. Hurry up. Where are
prank
you?
Prank call.
Bitch. She's like, who is this? Oh, man. All right. Thank you, Elena.
Thank you, Elena, for your story.
Actually, we're not going to thank you because we have another story from you.
We do have another story.
30 seconds. Okay. All right. Next up, we have another story from Cookie.
Cookie.
All right. This subject is My Welcome to a New Country. Part 2.
Didn't we? Oh, part 2.
Part 2.
Holy shit. Okay.
Okay.
Go for it.
The second story, which makes me a repeat offender on the same day. Okay. Yes, you were, but unfortunately, your stories did not flow on the same episode.
No.
And then she said, yeah, I used the form twice. Yes, you did. I'm very proud of you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Justine has a
story time.
Somewhat of a boner.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Best story time.
Gross.
Okay. Hammer time.
Hammer time. Go, 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 go. Is that what it said?
No.
In the song?
Mm-mm. What song were you singing?
Hammer time.
Go, 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 go?
Yeah,
go?
When he says stop.
She's singing Power Rangers.
No.
Go, go, Power Rangers.
No, when he says stop. Hammer time. Go, go, go. And then he starts doing the hammer time dance. Do you guys not know that?
I don't think they say go, go, go. No.
I swear.
And then she's like. Da-da-da-da-da. Is it just music?
Is it?
Can you sing the whole song?
Nope.
Maybe it's in my head that happens. Okay, go ahead, Justine. Sorry.
Okay, here we go.
Go ahead.
All right. So, the story begins. I'm waiting for my friend at the subway station. My friend says they will be at the station at 10:15 or something like that. I say, text me when you are two stops away and I will walk to the station then. No big deal. I get the message, so I wait a couple of minutes, then walk down to the station. I see a flood of people coming, so my friend must be in the mix. Nope, what the hell? If they were two stops away, they should be in the wave of people I just saw. This asshat lied about where they were to be sure I would be at the subway station when they got there. Classic trick. Another wave of people came through. My friend isn't with them either. I'm pissed off and I sit down on the bench to wait. I'm sitting there fuming and I notice a person sit near me on the bench. I don't pay much attention to the person. That's just how people are here. I carry on with my fuming at my asshole friend and suddenly I notice the person sitting next to me is an older guy. And he is saying something. I think he's talking to me. So I cock my head a little to listen, but I don't take my earbuds out. I have no music on, but I keep my earbuds in so people don't try to hand me flyers or sell me something as I walk down the street. Anyway, I start to listen to what this guy is saying and realize very quietly he is saying, sexy, 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 sex, sex, sex.
Oh.
Ew. As he stares at me.
So hot.
Ew. Gross.
Kidding.
To give you some extra background, it's the middle of winter here. I'm wearing snow boots, a big ski jacket, long johns, and
this is South Korea, right?
And slightly ripped jeans.
Isn't it?
No, we don't know. No, or did she say the Facebook group?
It's South Korea.
South Korea? Oh. Yeah, remember I guessed Dubai?
Wrong.
Yeah, she said you were wrong.
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 Okay.
Fake news.
Yeah, that was pretty good. All right. Anyways, more distressed than ripped. She's talking about her jeans. But you cannot see skin nonetheless. I look like an extra fat, stay puffed marshmallow man. What the hell does he see to start thinking all this sexy and sex stuff? Again, no makeup. I'm sure I didn't comb my hair, and I likely had a skull cap on. I look rough AF.
Now a skull cap?
Yeah, that's like a
beanie. A beanie?
Yeah.
Damn, skull cap.
That's a very like harsh words for a beanie, right?
I think they were called skull caps long before they were called beanies.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never known a skull cap to be anything but an old, old-timey hat.
No, Justine would know.
I would know. I'm old.
She's old.
Okay. I know old terminology.
She does.
Like my dogs are barking.
Yeah.
Do you remember when we got a big fight about that? We had to pay Fostiful?
Yeah, no. When you said your dogs are barking. Or your bones are barking?
Your dogs are barking. And means your feet hurt.
Fuck does that mean?
Oh, my God. Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
Anyways, now I'm frantically texting my friend, and they are not texting back. I hit up so many people on Messenger and via text message so that people know what is going on in the event this dude tries to do something. I'm also super pissed off at my friend who lied about where they were. I finally get a message from my friend saying they're almost at the subway station. Whatever, dick, they should have been there 15 minutes earlier. I slid down the bench to move away from the muttering weirdo. I move, he moves. I move, he moves. He hasn't stopped muttering, and now he has his hand up like he is going to reach out and touch me.
Sexy, no. Sex, sex.
I'm thinking, well, damn, this dude is going to touch me, and I'm going to punch him in the face, and I'm going to go to jail, and then I'm getting deported. Well, she said, ugh. I had been in the new country for less than 6 months, and this is what is happening. Well, I can't say there was ever a dull moment. Anyway, this guy has his hand up, and I quickly shoot him a look like, do it, and I'll pull back a nub. What does that mean, Cookie?
I'll punch you in your fucking
pull
face.
Pull back a nub?
Yeah.
Do sounds like a sexual innuendo.
And I'll pull back a nub.
It sounds like I'm going to punch you in your face.
Well, all right. I'm sure that's what she meant. And he puts his hand down, but he doesn't move. He keeps saying sexy and sex.
Oh, my gosh.
And then he pulls his phone out of his pocket, and I did not look to see what he was typing or if he went to a website or what he did. But I know he didn't call anyone. Finally, my dirtbag friend comes down the stairs, the last in the fourth or fifth wave of people to pass me since arriving at the subway station. As we walk back to my house, I rip my friend a new asshole. Needless to say, that person I have rarely spoken since then. They thought it was funny, and I called them every name I could think of in multiple languages. Dang, girl, how many languages do you know?
Korean and English.
She said multiple. I guess it is multiple. Anyways. BT Dubs, this happened before part one that I sent you, but part one is far more interesting story. You can watch my first reaction to the... Oh, you can watch my first reaction to the subway experience on my YouTube channel. The story is much better with the accents and all that. It's a 15-minute video when I tell the story, so you get so much more there. And she left us a link to watch the YouTube video.
That's tight.
I feel bad for girls.
Dude.
Being a girl must suck.
Yeah, it's not great.
It really does. I haven't experienced a lot of stranger danger moments, but that's because I don't go out a lot. you know, like I don't.
Anytime you do go out, it's with me.
Or it's with Justine. Or me. So, and we have our resting bitch face on where isn't inviting, you know.
You have a resting bitch face and Justine has like a resting stupid face.
Get out of the podcast room. How dare you disrespect your boss
like,
that way.
People don't approach me like, aw.
You know what? I know what she's talking about, though. She was saying how, like, when your friend tells you, oh, I'll be there in 10 minutes.
Yeah, I used to do that shit to you until I just started being late like you.
No, you still do what?
What?
You bitch. That's what we do to each other, though. Like, oh, I'll be there in 10 minutes and...
You're really like 20. But I wouldn't be like, I'm going to be there in 10 minutes. Go wait for me at the train station.
Yeah, that's
I'd be true. Like, no, I'm not there yet.
We do it to each other's home. Like, oh, like if you're at your house or if I'm at my house, like,
it's not really that urgent for me to be somewhere.
What'd you say?
Huh?
What'd you just say?
I said if it's not that urgent for me to be somewhere, I'll lie.
Mm-hmm.
I'm leaving in 5 minutes, even though I know full well I'm leaving in 45 minutes.
I'm late everywhere.
Yeah, I know. I used to be on time.
No.
Until I started hanging out with you and fucking Nicole, and now I'm late everywhere I go. You know why? Because I was always ready early, and I was always there early, and then you motherfuckers were extra late.
So now you have...
Now I'm just like, oh, the plan's at 2:30. That means 3 o'clock. Mm-hmm. So I show up at 3:15.
Oh, I'm sorry that happened to you, Cookie. That sucks.
Yeah. Fuck that friend.
And that guy's like super creepy.
Benson.
Hey, Benson, stop.
Don't dig in the carpet, sir.
It's not mulch or it's not dirt.
What's good about old men hitting on you like that is...
They can't do anything.
Yeah, they can't do anything.
I'll like, fight you off.
If you
off
push
real
them over,
and
they're bound to break, like, a hip.
They'll break a hip, yeah, real fucking fast. So, that's good about old men hitting on you.
Yeah. And thank you for your second story, Cookie. I think we have another one from you.
Yeah, we said it last... Keep them coming. We said last episode.
No, I think there's one more.
Oh, another one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, correct me if I'm wrong.
No, I think you're right, actually. Yeah. Okay, thank you, Cookie, for your story.
Keep them coming, girl.
Yeah. All right. Next story is from...
About Scott. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Okay.
No. It's from Elena again.
Oh. Elena. Here we go.
So, I might be a repeat offender.
You or Elena?
Brittany.
Not me.
Elena. Sexual crimes.
What did you say? Elena said, so I might be a repeat offender, and I hope... What?
Dang, you know Brittany's drunk when she got to read with one eye
closed.
With
one eye closed. Just read the story. You don't need to read the fluff before it. We just heard it.
Okay. So when I was 17, I went to a nude beach in Oregon.
Oh, get it, girl.
With a good friend who was also the same age.
Wait, when you go to a nude beach, is it fully nude?
Mm-hmm.
Like dongs and vaginas are out, or is it just titties are out?
No, I think you can choose. When you're a female.
Can you just walk in with my wiener flopping around?
Yeah.
It's like a dream come true for you.
If it's a full nude beach, if it's a nude beach, it's just you can hang out with your wang out.
With your schlong out.
Yeah.
Hang out with your wang out. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I see what you did there.
You're welcome. Okay. So when I was 17, I went to a nude beach in Oregon with a good friend who was also the same age. We were wearing bikini bottoms and sunning. We were having a good time just relaxing on the beach. There was an older man who was probably at least 50 or maybe 60. It was hard to tell.
50 or 60,
I mean,
I would say that's the last denomination where there's actually a big difference.
But no, but like, at 17, though, I don't think so. I think anything over 30 looks old as fuck.
Yeah, she's right. She's right.
No, she's wrong.
She's right.
When you were 17 years old, you could tell the difference between a 40 and a 50-year-old?
Yeah.
Bullshit. Shut up. With your superior white male complex.
Fuck off, Scott.
Get out of here.
What the
Okay, so, shut up,
racist?
Scott. Okay. So Elena continues.
Us white people get such a bad rap.
Scott, are you done? Okay, so Elena continues. This old man had a small dog there that he was playing with, and he was totally naked.
Ew.
My man.
The dog was, not him. Just kidding. He was playing catch with the dog, but I noticed that he kept throwing the ball closer and closer to us.
Ah, gross.
The closer he got, the more I noticed he had a gigantic crooked boner.
Oh.
And was trying to stare at us.
I just got excited about it.
I mean,
Justine heard old man and boner, and she got mad.
Is your boner crooked, Justine?
No, I just got excited for wind.
I mean, this thing practically had a hook. It was so crooked.
Oh, shit.
Like a candy cane, a pink candy cane.
He was this is some damage inside of here. Oh, no!
It was really gross, and we eventually decided to leave because it was obvious that he was invading our space and ruining the time that we had there. The second story I have was when I was living in Mexico City, and there was a street called Reforma that is downtown Mexico City and one of the most busy streets in the city. I was walking around doing my thing, and there was this guy completely and totally masturbating in the middle of the street, regardless... Stop it, Scott. Regardless of the traffic and everything else, he wasn't exactly threatening, just rather sad and upsetting. But I kept thinking that these men and their penises need to be hidden. It is a
Put your pee-pees away!
It's a violation! Sorry. Put your pickles away! We don't want to see
Put your pickles away!
Put your eggplants away! Okay?
Okay?
Okay? I mean, stop doing that shit. It's very uncomfortable for women, and it's hard to know what to do. Especially when you're young. Mm-hmm. Which is very true. I've had other older men ruin my time at hot tubs and hot springs and everything else, but it's basically the same story. There's always some creepy guy staring at younger age women or younger women with a big boner and making himself very visible. It sucks, or it just sucks because there is nowhere to feel really uncomfortable when men are around. Anyway, at this point, someone who's approaching their 40s, I would fuck with a guy, but those guys don't fuck with adults. And so when I was younger, those guys would just be around and I wouldn't know what to do exactly.
That's very true.
Mm-hmm. But without a doubt, they ruined our experiences many times. What do men think they can... Why do men think they just... Okay. Why do men think they can just do this? I have many theories and answers about it, but I don't want to get political. It's just a hardship that really sucks because you're supposed to be relaxing and you can't even do that because some fucking weird guy who is predominantly some old white guy is fucking up your experience with being a pervert. Frustration. Anyway, I'm so glad you guys are bringing attention to the situation because it's not talked about enough. Love you all so much. Love, Elena.
Aw, love you, Elena.
I'll confirm Elena. Your theory. Don't worry. The theory is, and this is actually the truth, that old white guys have had a grip, mm-hmm. vice grip on the world for the longest time. Mm-hmm. They've literally been at the seat of power for the longest time. Mm-hmm. So they've got away with this shit for the longest time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's only the oldest generation that was the last generation before people started coming up with like a, hey, you probably shouldn't fucking do that. That's disgusting. Yeah. It's making me feel uncomfortable. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And this last generation is the very final generation. Now, there's still going to be dudes that have that mentality because they come from a family.
Yeah. It trickles down.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Trickles down. Exactly. But like that, back when white dudes just had run of the mill, mm-hmm. they got away with this shit and nobody ever had anything to say about it.
No. I was listening to something the other day and they were saying that right now is the worst time to be a white man in the history of the United States.
Mm-hmm. Because they're starting to be treated mm-hmm. equal like everybody else? Mm-hmm. Oh, weird.
How unfortunate.
How weird. Yeah, right?
Yeah, it's the worst time to be a white man when you've been treated royally the rest your of whole your fucking life. Existence. Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's so crazy. Yeah, I don't understand why. I mean, and I get what she's saying where it's like, as a 40-year-old woman, like, no man's going to whip his dick out in front of her right now. They're going to do it in front of the 16, 17-year-old girl that's going to go, oh, my God, ew.
Yeah.
And, like, walk away. You know what I mean? Not make a scene. It.
Exactly.
Because yeah. I'll tell you what right now. Some dude whipped his dick out in front of me in public.
Right now.
Right now, it would be a shit show.
Dude, Justine would fucking be like, what?
She'd be so
What
excited.
Would you say, Justine?
Can I see it closer? I'm just kidding. It's been so long since I've seen one. No.
You're stupid. I hate you.
No.
She's not lying.
But, no, I mean, that. If something happened like that to me and Justine now, we would raise a stink about it. And yeah. Be like, what? Okay.
Is your fucking dick out?
Why is your dick out? What the fuck?
Sir, you should be ashamed of that.
Right? What is that?
Don't I need
where's my microscope?
That's what you gotta do is you gotta publicly put them on blast in front of everybody. That's a small ass dick.
We should have a microscope with us at all
times. We should be like, what is that? Oh, is that your dick?
Oh, I thought it was a bee. Oh, sad. I was like, I'm about to get hungry. I thought it was frijoles, okay?
Oh, no. Ew. It's my Mexican. It better not look like frijoles. That's horrific.
That's sad.
Okay. Anyways, we got to move on.
We're sorry, Elena, that happened to you. Yeah. Again.
But you know what? With
the whole, you know...
Pager. The world's changing. I feel like the world's changing.
Well, what is it? Well, yeah. I like what Justine says. You know, when, you know, they'll all die out. The old generation will die out and will be a whole new world. A whole new world.
Like, and that's not to say Aladdin. That all of the old generation is bad. It's just this older generation that still clings to their white superiority or to their male superiority.
Yeah.
Their chauvinist ways, yada, 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 yada. Like, all those old-timey ways of thinking are all going to die.
All these machines.
If you're walking through life thinking you're superior in any way, you can go away. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That's in no way talking shit about any old people who have been with the times. So they've been the ones preaching this shit beforehand.
Yeah.
This is true. Some older generation are...
There's plenty of them.
Yeah.
There's a lot of them.
There is. Yep.
All right. Thank you for your stories. We could do a real thank you now.
Did yeah,
we do
thank you, Lena.
Okay, ready?
Yes.
All
right.
Oh, okay, just kidding. I got confused right now. Sorry. Okay. All right. Next up, we have a story from Bree. Subject is...
Cheese.
Yes.
You're stupid.
Perv at the Washateria.
At the Washateria?
Yeah. That's so, like a...
It's like where you wash your clothes and also go to get food.
Cafeteria.
Okay. All right.
Brittany got it.
Very good.
She's stupid.
It wasn't funny. She's just laughing because she's drunk.
No.
She threw you a bone. Actually, you guys think you're both hilarious and stuff, and I'm like, ugh. You're both annoying.
Can I pause? Yeah.
Justine, way to sober the fucking moment.
At the B. There's too many I-N-D-E-P-E-N-D-E-N-T. Do you know what that means? Why is that the longest spelling of all time?
Independent?
Yeah.
What song is that?
Independent. I
forget who does it, but yeah, he spelled like the choruses. He spells it because I feel like he wasn't good enough to come up with enough bars to fill out
the song. He's like, we'll just spell shit out.
We're just going to spell a long ass word.
Oh, man.
Are we recording?
Yeah. All right. Everyone's done peeing, and we're back to tell Bree's story. You ready?
Okay, go ahead.
Here we go. I've become a repeat offender.
Take it away, Justine.
Thank you. Second time writing in. Love you guys, and y'all are the best. So this Stranger Danger is from when I was a kid, and I'm starting to realize I have more Stranger Dangers as a kid than as an adult. I feel like sometimes that's the case.
Mm-hmm.
Anyhow, when I was 12, we didn't have a washer and dryer, so we had to go to the Washateria. Am I saying that right? I am. That's fine. To do our laundry there, it was kind of the hood part of the area, and I would always see this one dude who might have been a crackhead or homeless.
He was probably both.
He was a combo.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. But he would always stare at the younger kids in there, more of the girls who might have developed a little earlier. Boobs, LOL. And it was creepy. Oh, I'm sorry. It was creepy as fuck. And gross. And disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
And
horrible. Heinous. And heinous. Just, don't forget that.
All the
and disgusting.
We already said disgusting. Way to copy.
And heinous.
Okay.
Sick.
Be quiet.
And disgusting.
All right. anyway, so it was basically it was gross. He stared at the kids, myself included. So one night, I went to the corner store that was next door to get some snacks. And on my way back, this shit zipper, which I think is a great name.
Shit zipper.
Stops me and asks me what I'm doing. I don't reply and keep walking, and then he steps in front of me again and says, I just wanted to say you're really pretty and I like your long hair.
Fuck off!
To which, in my mind, I was like, ew and gross, dude, and I rolled my eyes and kept walking. Note this was a very short distance and very well lit shopping center. So this ass steps in front of me again and asks if I wanted to take a walk with him.
No.
At this point, I was pissed and annoyed that I just yelled, fuck off. And my mom heard me and she came out like a fucking lioness defending her cub.
Nice.
Hey, AKA
me. And told the dude this, and I will never forget how much of a badass my mom is, and which is why I am a lot like her. She told him, here we go. Who the fuck do you think you are harassing my daughter? Crawl back into the hole you crawled from before I kick your ass into the street.
Hell yeah!
Get it, mama!
Get it!
Hell hath no fury like a mother whose cubs have been
fucked
threatened.
Yeah. There we go. And the guy ran off. Since then, I never saw him again when we had to do our laundry. Thank God. Keep up the great job, ladies. And Scott.
Begrudgingly.
I have more Stranger Dangerous to look forward to those. They are super trippy. Love, Brie. P.S. Justine, I used the form. Yeah, you did, girl. Thank you.
Thank you, Brie.
Thank you.
Get out of here, Scott.
Thank you for saying my name.
Scott, shut up. I love that mom.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Like, who the fuck are you, you little bitch?
That's the type of mom that is in those stories when, like, people get into a car crash and she's the one that fucking lifts the car off the child and shit.
That's true.
Well, that was, like, the mom last Stranger Danger episode we did when she threw the fucking TV.
Oh, yeah, she threw the...
That fucking boob tube across the room.
Boob tube?
It's a boob tube. Isn't it called a boob tube?
That's what are you talking about? Hey,
she's saying that's an old school term. Remember, she's a little youngin'.
Yeah! I'm younger than you. What is that?
I don't know why I know these terms.
Boob tube is a TV.
That's a TV.
Because this is what you look on for boobs.
Oh, that's why it's called boob tube.
I don't know if that's where it came
from.
No,
I have no idea why it's called
like
that.
It's like
Skinamax. I had a couple, my dad had a couple hippie friends, and they had a bunch of stickers on their big-ass CRT TVs back in the day, and a bunch of them said boob tube.
Okay, well, you're a dork that you know that they're CRT TVs.
No, those are the big ones.
Yeah, but why? Who knows that they're called CRT TVs?
Me.
That's because you're a nerd. That's what I said.
Remember Skinamax.
Yeah. Are we going to talk about porn now?
I had a black box when I was younger.
I had a black box too.
So I had to, we didn't have the porno channels on our black box, but if you went to the channels where the porno channels were supposed to be, every once in a while the screen TV would flicker and it's white noise. It would flicker into, that's a boob.
I'm nodding.
I saw a titty.
I'm nodding in agreement. This is
dude, we used to go to my grandma's house for summer for like 2 weeks and she had HBO and late night HBO was like,
ooh, all, what sexy.
Was the, what's the? It was the Bunny Ranch.
Oh, yep. Yeah.
And the Bunny Ranch had the show.
And so Sex Talk remember was Sex another
with
one.
Sex with Sue Johnson.
Yeah, was she the old ass lady?
Yep.
Yeah.
I remember her name because I watched her all the time.
That was one where you had to rub it out, but you had to close your eyes because they weren't doing anything on there. So
people couldn't
see anything. Plus, it's old lady.
No, you just saw like vibrators because people would call in questions. I think her name was Sue Johnson. I knew her first name was Sue. But, like, yeah, people would call her.
Johnson would be very fitting.
We just got so lost right now. Wait, we're so lost.
Sorry.
Roll it back in. Oh, my God. Yeah, Brie, sorry that we turned to porn when you were talking about being harassed by the weird crackhead.
We're sorry.
Yeah. I tried to reel it back in, and I was so lost.
You did it.
I had so much hope for you.
So did I. Faded. I was like, oh, shit, just seems like
I know you're both staring at me. It was so much pressure.
Yeah.
No. But I am sorry that fucking guy did it.
Yeah, no, I told Brio, I was like, you know, round of applause for badass mom, but also badass you. Like,
hell yeah.
To fucking cuss back and be like, get the fuck out of here. I remember your exact words, Brio. I drank a lot of wine today. But I knew that they were good and they were powerful, and I am proud of you.
But I do love that the mom was like, what the fuck? Get the fuck out of here, you little bitch.
Oh, damn. You little bitch.
You little bitch. You little.
Two plus two, not knowing what the fuck it is, bitch.
You little no nipple having ass, bitch.
No, it's long titty, no nipple having ass.
Well, he doesn't have long titties.
He might.
He might have long titties.
You long titty, no nipple having ass.
No nipples. Zero napples on this man.
No napples.
What is this episode? We're so out of control. Okay, we need to read the next story. Thank you for your story, Brie. We're sorry for ourselves.
I've pitied the man that has to edit this.
I pity the fool, Mr. C. Okay, ready?
Yeah, go.
Okay, the next story is from Lydia.
Hi, Lydia.
Subject: window peeper.
Oh shit! That's also AKA Peeping Tom.
Yeah. Exclamation point! Exclamation point!
Okay. I guess that's true.
Exclamation point.
Hey, just so you know, when there's a sentence, you don't have to read the punctuation.
Nobody's asking.
Like,
for
you don't
your
have to say comma. Apostrophe.
Are you reading the story, hey, ladies. Little bitch?
Hey, ladies. Period.
Yeah. Okay, comma. I'm literally. Okay, comma. I'm literally typing this up minutes after it happened. Period. First, I thought, tell my boyfriend. Then tell Justine and Brittany because what the fuck?
Yeah, buddy. That makes me so happy.
I mean, it's understandable reasoning.
So, not to go into too much detail, I live in a college dorm. Keep in mind that I live on the ground floor, so people walk by my window moderately often.
No, girl, you gotta move up. Floor up. Second floor or above. Right.
So, I happen to be smoking a certain something inside my room.
Oh. Crack.
Heroin.
Oh my god, you guys are crazy.
Sorry, just kidding.
She says it's finals week. So, I keep my window open and the blinds somewhat open. It's like 1 a.m., so I figure no one's going to be walking around outside. So I'm sitting at my desk next to my window playing video games when all of a sudden I heard a male voice.
Scott, are you friends with this girl?
I was about to say, I want to know what video games.
Suddenly, I heard a male voice that sounds like it's in my room.
Oh, no.
I pull off my headphones and start looking around, scared as fuck. Oh, yeah. And he starts laughing and is like, no, the window. So I look to the right, and I see this guy that lives on my hall looking right at me and laughing.
Get out of the fucking window, you freak.
I won't say his name, but this guy is known around campus as being super creepy and not trustworthy.
His name is Kyle.
Yeah.
If you already have that, by the way, real quick, if you already have that reputation, and you get caught in the window where you're clearly... Not trying to avoid getting caught in the window. I think that's part of the fetish, is they want to be...
being a weirdo.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
One of my friends said he raped a girl once.
What?
I don't know if that's for sure true, but I do know that he's incredibly creepy. Incredibly creepy, and seems to sneak around everywhere, not making eye contact. He asks my name and says it's hardcore, quote-unquote hardcore, that I'm smoking in my room, and then he eventually leaves. Throughout this, I'm painfully aware that I am not wearing pants during this, and he can totally see that. And then I realized that he had seen me smoking before he said something, which isn't something you'd probably notice if he weren't already looking in my window at me.
Oh, he's watching.
I'm so creeped out and so glad I moved out of there in 2 days. Okay. Love you, girls, and your awesome podcast. Keep it up.
He has a permanent mental Lydia. Image of your Conchita.
Yeah, he wants to see your Conchita.
This episode.
What?
It's not great.
It's brilliant.
Or is it the best episode?
It's the maybe. Best episode.
Our fucking downloads skyrocket after this shit.
Yeah. You know, your listeners only want just a bunch of drunk tomfoolery.
You know what I think is creepy is that he tried to have a conversation with her. He's like, no, look in your window. And then, like, try to... But what is wrong with you?
Why don't you just stand outside the window and masturbate like a regular...
Like, that was going to be a talking point for them. Like, he was going to be like, no, look in your window. Hey, weird, right? I'm right here.
And, like, she had already been, you know, bottomless.
Yeah.
It was a bottomless party in her room.
I feel like any girl that gets home after work, school, what have you, it's always a bottomless party.
Pants off.
Dude, pants off.
Bra gone.
Bra off. Tits are out.
I thought I get naked quick when I get home from work. Uh-huh. Like, I'll get naked and I'll look over and Brittany's already naked.
I know, this bitch is always naked. Well, this motherfucker, every time we go somewhere on a girl's trip, is the first one. Butt ass naked, and everyone's like, oh my god, Brittany's always so naked.
Yep.
Because clothes are not comfortable. I hate clothes. I don't like bras. I'll wear underwear, that's fine, because I have to.
But you're part of society. So depressed. Because I have to.
But like everything else, I don't want to. So it's like, okay, if you're in your dorm room, of course you're not gonna, you know, you're gonna be free. You wanna wear whatever.
Bottoms off.
Tits out. Whatever. And then this guy's like, wait, the window. What?
Get the fuck out of here.
Listen, why are you in here staring at me?
You have to communicate with someone through the window. Don't communicate with them. Okay? Unless you're in a prison.
Like, what?
I don't know. He might have some insightful advice. You know what I mean? You might want to hear what this man has to say.
How to be
a peeping Tom.
A criminal. He has that insightful advice. Dang, I wonder if people like campus PD gets like calls on him all the time. Fucking Kyle's in my window again.
God damn it, Kyle. Climb down out of the tree, please.
Kyle, come down the ladder. Come on.
I see Kyle Let's in the go. Bushes again.
Unhand your penis, sir.
He has a flashlight. And...
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
All right. Sorry that happened to you, Lydia. You should be allowed to smoke your marijuana, play your video games.
Yeah.
Take your pants off.
Both of those things.
All those things. Without someone looking into your fucking window.
Yeah.
And spying on you like a fucking freak.
Weirdo. All right. Me?
Yes.
Okay. Here we go.
Also, you said it was finals week. What are you doing smoking the devil's lettuce on finals week?
You know, sometimes you gotta just relax.
Come on, girl.
Yeah, right? Sometimes you gotta just relax.
The devil's lettuce. Get
sometimes, sometimes that helps you get your questions right. Or it helps you study.
Oh my God, I love this story.
Okay, like, you ready? Chuga go for
de
it.
Diablo.
What?
What?
The fuck are you talking
about? Listen, nobody's saying demonic shit on this podcast, okay?
No, Diablo is a video game.
Oh, I thought she was speaking in Latin over there. I heard him talking for a really long time, and I just tuned him out. And I just heard, blah, 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 Diablo. I was saying it's spells okay. and shit.
Okay. My rosary would ex-nay on that.
Her rosary bursts into flames and then comes into
Stop it.
Vicinity of me.
Okay, ready? Here we go.
Yeah.
All right. This next story is from Tori.
Tori!
The subject is online daters can't take a hint.
Get it.
Hello Freaking again, ladies.
What? Hello.
I'm not sure this one counts as a stranger danger, but I figured it was worth a shot. It does. About a month ago, my boyfriend and I decided to go poly. AKA, I can date women because he's on the ace spectrum, and I went on a dating app for the first time ever. I'll be 30 in a few months and haven't been single for literally more than a week. The amount of time it took me to get from boyfriend one to current boyfriend. Since I was 21, so this is new and not so exciting experience for me. Does that make sense? So this is a new and not so exciting experience for me.
That was me. My ring hit the glass.
Oh, Lord.
Sorry.
I was so ready to yell at Scott. I was just being loud on purpose.
You have my undevoted attention.
Divided.
Undivided.
No, it's undevoted right
undivided.
Now.
Undivided.
Meaning it's not devoted at all.
Oh, you're a fuck.
You're a dick.
All right. Anyway, I had started talking to a couple of women who were all pretty terrible at having conversations, including this one. She asked almost immediately if I would be okay with her showing my pics to her boyfriend. All of my pics are ones I took from my Facebook account, so I said, sure. They aren't secret or scandalous. I also made sure to very politely and clearly say, but just to be clear, I'm not up for joining in with you and your boyfriend. That's a hard line for my boyfriend. She said she understood, and it was part of her being open with her boyfriend. What are you confused about?
I'm confused.
So her and her boyfriend decided to go poly, but to bring on another woman.
Yeah, she can smash on girls, though.
Yeah, but she's not going to join in. She's not going to leave her boyfriend to join in with this chick and her boyfriend.
I didn't realize she had a boyfriend, too.
Yeah. Okay, now I get it.
She said she understood, and it was just part of her being open with her boyfriend. Oh, I just said the part. Anyways, okay, I said it again. Okay, cool. I'm not interested in being some woman's secret, so we're good. I don't hear anything from her for a few days, and I guess that I wasn't the unicorn she was hunting. So she backed out. Annoying, since she lied, but whatever. Then she messages me and asks how my day is going. So I responded. She then immediately sends me a picture of her boyfriend and her having sex.
What?
Full doggy style penetration, complete with bejeweled butt plug that her boyfriend must have taken during the act.
Not during.
She followed that up with a message saying, if you like what you see, come join us.
Oh.
I think it's pretty obvious that I did not like what I saw. I like porn as much as anyone else, but only when I go looking for it, and especially not after saying I specifically didn't want to get sexually involved with her boyfriend. I couldn't figure out how to report her, but I sent her a message saying that I didn't appreciate being sent unsolicited photos like that and considered it sexual harassment. I blocked her too, so I'm not sure she ever actually saw the message. I'm glad it sent either way. On a brighter note, I talked to another woman who lived on a farm, and she sent me an unsolicited pic of her goat, Jasper. I'm totally okay with unsolicited animal pics. He's a very cute goat. Thanks for reading, Tori.
I thought the goat was like an innuendo for something else.
Of course you did.
Also, can I say something real quick?
Yeah.
I really want a goat.
They're really cute.
I saw this thing saying that goats have the same intelligence and loyalty that a dog has. Like, if you were to own a goat, like, it's basically like owning a dog.
So when Benson dies, get a goat.
I think I want a goat next.
But I think you have to be zoned to have farm animals.
Yeah, I don't think it's legal in the city like this.
You have to have farmland. I have no idea.
I don't know anything about that. Are you sure?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm with
you. I think you have to have, like, be zoned to have horses and, like, livestock.
Yeah, yeah, but horses are big. There's a reason you have to be zoned for horses.
But I don't know, because people get pigs.
I wonder. I don't know. I want a goat now.
We'll look it up. We'll do some Googling. I support this decision.
Bruh. Like, if you say no to a couple, right? No, like, I don't want to be involved. Don't send me videos of your sescapades.
Yeah.
Sexcapades. I don't want to see it. Bye.
I also told Tori that we need to start a PSA, okay? I'm thinking about making flyers. That if you do not request the dirty picture...
Don't get it.
Why don't you send it.
Why are you sending it?
Mm-hmm. I agree with that.
If I don't want your dick pic, vagina pic, your threesomes, your butt plug play... anything. I don't want
it. Did they say 40-year-old version? Version. Always. I don't know. I forgot what they're saying.
I do think those are cute, though. The little butt, the little butt plugs with the little diamond at the end of him. I think those are cute. Okay.
Scott?
Is that word? They're cute.
She's letting you know.
No, I don't want
one. Birthday's in October.
Hey, I don't want one myself, but I'm just saying they're cute.
I just want you to know that if you buy a butt plug for me, I expect a sapphire bedazzling on the end.
Okay, I'll give you a sapphire. For my butt.
Sapphire?
Sapphire. Yeah.
Specifically.
Sapphire.
Well, if you give me one, I want opal.
I'm like, bitch, I ain't gonna buy you nothing.
Bitch, fuck off then. I'm not gonna buy you one.
Oh, a couple problems. Okay, well, you know, I hope that lady on the farm works out.
We're a mess.
I hope that she turns out to be everything you ever dreamed she would be and more. You know what's so weird to me? It's not weird, but... I like that, like, more and more, like, more couples are saying, like, look, you're fun, and I'm having a lot of fun with you, and you're great. It's a great time. But I need more.
Well, yeah, like, some people, you know, I don't judge couples that want to have, like, a polygamous relationship. Mm-hmm. They just want to fuck other people, whatever. Yeah. I don't judge, whatever.
Nah, or if you want to... If you guys are both down with it, go for it.
Yeah, or if you want to, I don't know. Experience other things. Do what you want to do. Who gives a fuck?
I just don't, like, I get bored so quick.
Yeah.
So the thought of, like,
not one even person just, like, for the rest of your life.
Yeah, not even, like, sexually. Just, like, a conversation. Like, I'm like, ugh. Get away from me.
Yeah.
So, I get it.
Well, no, I feel like normal sex, you know, if you've been with a person for a very long time, it gets...
Mundane
after a while, right?
It will for everybody. Yeah. Guaranteed.
So, I feel like that shit... When one person is not able to comply with another person's wants or needs, that person ends up straying away and going to cheat or whatever. But I feel like when couples, you know, communicate and...
Do it together, you know? Have a party.
Bam, bam, bam.
Buy that bedazzled butt plug.
But
don't take pictures of you with it in your butt.
Don't send it
unsolicited.
Yeah, don't send it unsolicited to other people.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
But they're cute.
Oh. Okay. All right, Tori, thank you for your
things
story.
That we've gleaned from this story. Butt plugs, cute.
Cute.
Goats as pets.
Wait, no. Butt.
Good cute. Idea.
Wait, no. Butt plugs with the diamonds at the base.
Yeah. If you're going to... Okay.
Those are cute.
Let's clarify. If you're going to buy a butt plug, it has to be cute and it has to have bedazzling. Otherwise, it's just a butt plug, and that has poop on it, and that's gross.
That is not attractive.
We can say some crazy ass things here. All right, next story.
I don't know what gets cut out of this shit. Okay.
None of it.
Half the fucking episode, guaranteed.
It's all on a blooper roll on Patreon. Yeah. All
right, next story is from Jessica.
Hey, Jessica.
Hola, Jessica.
Jessica.
Wow. Okay. In high school algebra class, I sat next to a guy who everyone was scared of.
Jerry.
Called him a freak.
Mafreak?
Called him a mafreak.
No, wait.
What?
Called him a freak.
Oh!
I thought you were saying, like, called M apostrophe freak, like, mafreak. Like like he was, like, some weird Irish bully.
I thought it was his nickname.
That's just Mafreak. No, that's just a drunk talk.
Mafreak. Okay, gotcha.
They called him a freak.
Okay, got it. That makes more sense.
I follow.
Needless to say, he had no friends.
Or no teeth. I made that part up.
Maybe.
Watch, he's the good guy of the story, and you're roasting the good guy.
Maybe, and the nice person that I am, I made friends with him and talked to him every day in the halls sweet. And class. Move forward in time to the day that yearbooks came out and ask him if he wanted to sign my yearbook, and he said yes. He signed my yearbook in pencil, which I thought was odd, but it was all we had at the time.
Have a great summer. Keep in touch. I'm a freak. Okay, good.
That's when you're one of the popular kids, you erase it. So you don't have his blemish on your...
He was dating a girl that was in high school with us, and they broke up. He began stalking her, going to her house at all hours of the day and night, and looking in her windows.
I mean, how else are you going to find out what she's doing?
Yeah.
Yeah. Scott stalked me, so it's fine. One night, she had a different boy over there, so my friend from algebra...
Oh, I love that the gossiping was happening through the different classes. My friend from algebra told my friend in English to tell me in geometry...
Somehow it got to PE, and everybody was in PE was raving about
that
it.
That Mafreak caught his ex-girlfriend with Kyle.
Mafreak?
I like how you guys use my fucking...
No, that's his name, dude. Mafreak.
That's fine. Okay, one night she had a different boy over there, so my friends from algebra... So my friend from algebra. Laid in wait... Waited with a knife, and when the boy came out to get in his car, he stabbed him to death.
This is not a story to make so many jokes about!
I'm a freak.
Put your knives away!
Shame on you.
My friend got 9 years in prison for manslaughter, but the cool thing about it is that he left notes written on McDonald's food wrappers and bags to his family and got to see those before they were turned over to the police by his family. I'm kind of sick in the mind like that. So I guess you could say, watch out for strangers. And now his signature in my yearbook has faded away.
Well,
of course, it was pencil, right?
I feel so sad for him.
I don't think that's what she meant.
Or.
That's good. Keep going.
Or I would show you a picture, so make sure you sign your yearbooks with pen.
Aw, it kind of makes me sad. Okay.
So killer's signature will always be there. The end. So if you look, there's if you Google him, the guy's name is David Nicholas Riley.
David Nicholas Riley, Mafreak.
Mafreak.
Okay, Mafreak.
A.K.A. Mafreak. Yeah, so he murdered another student.
Jeez.
So there you go.
My freak from my algebra.
A freak from algebra.
My murdered my Matt. What was it? Who did he kill?
He murdered my Matt. Just everything has an M apostrophe in front of it.
He murdered Sheldon Sullivan, 18 years old. So Nick Riley was 19 years old and Sheldon was 18. And yeah, so Nick thought that Riley was, you know, seeing a girl that he liked or whatever, and waited in
who's
the shadows
Riley?
Or
who's
some
Riley?
Shit. Who's Riley?
Yeah.
Riley.
Are you just a Riley?
Did I say Riley?
Never let
no,
these
sorry.
Drink on a podcast.
Sorry,
again.
That was his last name. Nick Riley.
Two drunk idiots.
Nick Riley is the murderer.
Oh, okay.
And Sheldon Sullivan is the victim.
The one that got murdered.
So Nick Riley
wow.
stabbed Sheldon Sullivan, only 18 years old.
That sucks. We're sorry we laughed so hard.
Well, you didn't know it was a murder.
I didn't
case.
Know we were going that way.
Yeah,
I wouldn't
it was
have
a
laughed.
Murder case, so.
Usually, Stranger Dangers are pretty
mellow.
Yeah.
Dang, that's crazy.
Isn't that
crazy? So weird to be like that person that knows the murderer that's like. Just chill with it. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
She knew him from algebra class, and they were friendly, and it's so weird.
It's super fucking weird. I think what's crazy is that...
Especially when you already had, like, weird notions about him to begin with.
Right.
And then all of a sudden it comes true.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm super weird.
I think it's crazy to, like, be so, I don't know, like, infatuated with someone at that young of age where you have to... kill someone.
Yeah, that's crazy.
You know, it's just insane to me how that happens.
Yeah, that's really bizarre.
So thank you, Jessica,
that's
for your story.
Yeah, thank you for your story. That was crazy.
It was super fucking crazy.
We're not going to cut out any of the stuff that we're laughing because It was pretty funny.
It's just that episode today. Unfortunately, we came across the episode that has a real murder in
it. Well, obviously, you guys didn't know it was going to fucking involve a murder. So.
Yeah, and we're sorry we laughed that hard. But what we said was funny. Also, no sympathy. No. No, that's crazy. I can't believe it's super crazy.
I like how you guys' only reaction to things that are, like, outlandish or what have you is just... That's crazy.
So crazy.
Oh my God, so crazy.
Listen, you gotta think, okay, like, okay, you're a young
buck.
You're a young buck.
Yes, I am.
You're a young buck.
Debatable.
Okay, whatever. You're a young buck. Mm-hmm. You're a young student. And you go see this one girl, you could just be there just hanging out, right?
Right.
And you leave the house, and then all of a sudden, you're dead. You get stabbed because a guy who's obsessed with a girl that you were just hanging out with. It just sucks for those young people.
You're right. He's like, oh, that girl's cute. I'm going to go do math homework with her. Went to her house and left, and now he's dead. You know what I mean? And that sucks, too.
It kind of, it could have been like a oh, whatever, you know.
I feel like it's an innocent thing. Obviously, he's like the clear victim, and that's horrible. And did this just turn into like a regular episode? We're talking about someone dying.
Right?
But like, it's horrible that other kid died. What's his name? Sheldon.
Shelton.
Sheldon's dead, and his whole life is taken away from him. And he's the clear victim, always and foremost. First and foremost, always. But I feel like things get so convoluted when there's another kid involved. And you're still a kid at 19.
No.
You're still a kid at 19, Scott.
Not when it comes to murder. You're a kid when it comes to stealing something because you don't understand the repercussions of your actions or what have you. Little things that have subtle effects on somebody else's life. But murder is murder. There's no way. You learn from a when you learn what death is as a little kid. Maybe when you're 10, you know the repercussions. You don't know the repercussions of murdering somebody. You don't know that you're taking that life that they'll never come back because you're young. But when you're 18, you know that person is gone and they're forever gone.
So I have an update.
Okay, what's the update?
Well, not an update, but I started reading more on it. So it turns out that the killer...
Mafreak.
Nick.
Mafreak.
Mafreak, a.k.a. Yeah. Mafreak. He stabbed Sheldon and kept stabbing him more than 30 times with a hunting knife.
Oh, no, that was just a murderer.
3 times the blade penetrated Sheldon's skull and hit his brain.
Oh, no, that's just a fucking...
30 times it hit his brain?
So he just went full-blown, just and stabbing
hit him in the head.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that kid deserves to be in prison.
Yeah.
Bye, bitch.
So, bye, Nick.
Either way.
And it's sad.
I can see your argument. Just real quick. I can see your argument that somebody might not know the repercussions of their actions at a young age, sure, but not at 18, 19.
Well, if you're going to stab someone in the head a bunch of times, that's fucked up.
Yeah, obviously in this case, he's a lunatic, but there's no way you don't know that.
I think I have like a lot of rage. I feel very passionate about... Our system is the only system that sentences children to life in prison in all the countries. So we're talking third world country, like horrible, horrible countries that do horrible things to their people. Mm-hmm. And we're the only country that sentences our children to life in prison.
Yeah.
And it irks the shit out of me. And I feel like a 19-year-old brain is not fully developed. You're still pretty stupid.
Well, it's more developed than a 13-year-old kid's brain.
Anyways, do we have more stories? Is this it?
No, we have more.
Such a discussion.
No, we have more.
No, this is just going to be a long Stranger Danger.
We have more.
Dang.
We have one more, I think, right?
Go ahead. Yes.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Jessica, for your story.
We're sorry. Thank you. That inspired some debate.
Yeah, it did.
A drunk debate, but hey.
Hey,
would you guys?
Debates.
Oh, okay, never mind.
I want to have a podcast where we just debate. That sounds fun.
Like where we're just drunk and debate? I feel like we should just do that.
That would be fun.
I feel like we should just be drunk and debate, and we should do that on Patreon. And would you guys be interested in that?
Yes.
Let us know.
Oh, I answered.
Actually, I'd be down with that because I have some... I'm not conservative at all. Mm-hmm. I'm actually mostly left-leaning, but I do have some conservative views that I would be interested to hear debates from.
I come from a very conservative family. But I'm not really conservative.
Hmm.
But I hear their arguments a lot. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Brittany?
Okay.
She's what? What are we, Mexican?
What are Mexican? Okay, go. It's my turn again?
Yeah. I somehow lost the story. You got to do Jessica on IG. Oh, that was Jessica on IG.
Yeah, I did Jessica.
Oh, my God, Jessica. It's your story.
So who do I
I'm going to message you right now and let you know that your story is coming up. Okay,
now I do okay. Julie.
Yeah.
All right, next story, which is the last story, correct?
Hey, yep, that's it.
Is from,
that's all she wrote.
Is from Kia.
Hey, Kia.
Kia says, my brother is 21 years older than me.
Oh, damn.
That is a very big jump. And his prime potential murder victim age during the time of Wayne Williams.
Oh.
I asked my mom about how she felt about the case when Atlanta Monster podcast came out, and she told me she was in fear every fucking day.
Wow, I would imagine.
Do you guys know what the Atlanta Monster podcast is?
So it's Williams. A podcast dedicated specifically to that case, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
She said she would walk my brother to and from the bus stop every day. Any moment he was a little late, she would almost shit herself. She said bodies were turning up all around their neighborhood, and she was so scared and sad every day for her child and the other children's families. I asked her if she believes he did it, and she said most black people at the time didn't, but she said they stopped after he was arrested, so after that, she did.
It was a pretty racially charged
murder
issue. Issue in general, yeah. The whole time, like black people didn't wanna see that it was a black person,
yeah,
because obviously there was racial tensions were high. Yeah. White people obviously didn't want to see that it was a white person because they didn't want to admit, like, oh fuck, it's another fucking white guy.
So Kia continues. She says, when I was younger, my dad said he didn't believe it and that it was a government conspiracy, but I was like 7 and I didn't know what the fuck that meant. But when I got older and I hear about it, I always went back to how my parents were on the opposite sides of it. Anyway, while listening to Atlanta Monster podcast, there is an episode where they talk in depth about the KKK connection and some suspects who confessed to things. Atlanta was very divided over who they think did it, and the general consensus in the black community was Wayne had something to do with some of them, and the KKK / police had something to do with some of them. Someone called or wrote in saying that they remember the KKK riding around and picking up young black boys in their pickups or in their trucks. And
as was true, they had a Luby Jeter. He was the one that came home from the arcade at the one time saying that the dude, the one that was initially questioned for the murder of all the kids, he was cited to have said to Luby Jeter as he was leaving an arcade, he said, we're going to get you, or something along those lines. Yeah. Like it was later identified as that dude and his brother.
The KKK member.
Yeah. And his brother.
So, okay. So someone called or wrote in saying they remember the KKK riding around and picking up young black boys in their trucks and never seeing them again. That's when I remembered my brother told me some really disturbing shit when I was around 15. He told me that he was walking down the street when a group of white guys ran up to him in a pickup truck, calling him names and tried to grab him, but he ran away. Yeah. This was around the time of the murders and within the same lower socioeconomic area as the other victims. I've never asked him about it again because that's a very traumatic thing to go through. But that's always stick with me whenever people talk about the Atlanta child murders and the KKK, because I can't imagine my life without my big brother, and I get emotional when I think about that incident. He could have been a victim and possibly then attributed to Wayne Williams' body count. There you go. That's Kia's story.
Thank you, Kia.
Thank you, Kia. How fucking scary is that? To, like, your brother could have been a victim of some sort, either to the KKK bullshit.
Yeah.
It's hard for people to say to, like, people that, obviously, I'm not around during the early 80s, late 70s.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no way, even after I've thoroughly done my research on the Atlanta child murders, there's no way to say, like, A, what the feeling was in the city during that time, and B, all the things that could have led to the KKK being the real perpetrator of the crime. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I was not there. I'm only reading other people's accounts, witnesses' accounts, what have you. There's no way for people to commentate on it nowadays if they weren't there to have any kind of real insight.
Yeah.
So if she says, like, her brother was witness to fucking KKK dudes threatening him in the streets, like, mm-hmm. that could very well have been the dudes, and this dude got framed. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or maybe he was involved in some way.
I think, like, how the body count was, like, huge, right?
Yeah, 28, I think. Yeah.
So I think it's easier to say this black man killed all these little kids than to say, look, maybe he killed 5 of these kids.
And the KKK
killed and the KKK, rest. Or a random driving through stranger was responsible for mm-hmm. the
especially
other ones.
When they had zero yeah. evidence on yeah, the KKK.
Yeah, it's easier to get a family closure to say this man is responsible for the death of your child than to go, I don't really know.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's hard. And it's hard when race is brought into the mix. Mm-hmm. Like,
also, before the threads of, like, his carpet and the dog hair and all yeah. that shit was brought into account, the only reason that they had to accuse him or to even investigate him further to begin with mm-hmm. was that their reasoning was, well, if you're going to drive through these black neighborhoods mm-hmm. and you're a white guy, you're going to be noticed.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And when they drove through the neighborhoods, they were noticed immediately. Everybody yeah. turned their heads. They all stopped what they were doing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But their whole reasoning was, oh, well, he's a black guy. So it had to have been a black guy, because if you're going to go unnoticed in these parts, you had to have been a black guy. You couldn't right. have been a white guy.
Or you could have been afraid of the Klan. Are you going to notice a white officer driving through your town? Absolutely. If a Klan's member is driving through your town and you're afraid of them, why would you report that?
Exactly. If you're a person of color,
yeah.
you're not going to report that, because if they then find out it was you, they're going to retaliate against you, and they're going to come towards you, and they're going to do some horrible things to you, possibly yeah. murder you.
But that's to say, no, this is not me sticking up for the Klan, but that's to say that the Klan had a strong grip in that neighborhood. If they didn't, I feel like people would have ratted them out. I feel like that's kind of not blasphemous for me to say, but, like, I don't know. I feel like shitty saying that, but I feel like if the Klan didn't have a grip on them at that point in that particular neighborhood,
mm-hmm.
how are you to say that somebody wouldn't have just given up the Klan? Like, but yeah, I saw this fucking Klan dude driving through.
I don't even think it necessarily has to be the neighborhood. It just has to be the fact that it's a Klan's member.
Mm. Like, true, but the neighborhoods that these kids were getting abducted from were primarily black neighborhoods.
What am I looking at here? Okay, season 3 of Someone Knows Something, this podcast, guys. They go into, I'm not going to remember where it is, but this is a Klan murder of a young black kid and his friend. And it's such a good podcast. I made you listen to it.
Someone Knows Something is a very good yeah. podcast.
It's heartbreaking because very clearly the Klan had killed this kid and his friend, and it took 50 years to solve it. Like, yep. it's crazy. Like, they knew full well who did it, and they couldn't get him on it because of the times and the mm-hmm. way that things were. So who's to say that when all that shit was happening in Atlanta...
But what were the times of what you're talking about right now? What was the year?
I'm not going to remember.
Because this is the early 80s. It's a little different.
Okay, well, yeah.
The Klan, like... the Klan is prominent still, but not as prominent as back in the day. If they're both during the same time, then touche, I'll shut up. And I'm not defending the Klan in any way. Like, I'm not trying to say...
I think...
I'm just... Go ahead.
I'm
go
sorry.
Ahead,
I think that...
Ah! Oh, I started playing.
I think that case that Justine's talking about is, I think, around the Emmett Till era.
Which 64.
Okay.
Which is around, like, the... Like, I was going to say 50s or 60s.
That's a little more towards the prominence of the KKK. And now, like I said, I'm not trying to defend the KKK. I'm not trying to get them off on something that they could... They very well could have committed the Atlanta child murders. There was not... When it came to convicting Wayne Bertram Williams, they had very little to go on, especially when they had zero DNA evidence back in the day.
Right.
But maybe Wayne, you know, murdered some people, and the KKK murdered
true,
other
true.
Member or but, other, you know,
he did have his style of ligature strangulation.
Yeah,
and there was a lot of victims who were not strangled.
That was a pattern that he had, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was specifically strangling, specifically among strangling, ligature strangulation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's scary either way.
Yeah.
Because back in the day, you just didn't know what was really going on in the whole midst of it all. You know?
Yeah, I couldn't imagine the chaos during that time.
Yeah, like you didn't know fear. You didn't know if it was, you know, a KKK member coming to get you, if you were a little, you know, a fucking person of color.
Yeah.
Or if it was an actual, just a fucking regular guy out in your neighborhood. You didn't know who the fuck was coming to get you. So you had to be safe either way. And I think it's very scary for parents overall in that... in that aspect or in that, you know.
But I think it's still scary.
And nowadays?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it is very scary. I think now, like, you have to keep an eye on your fucking kids. No. Hard fucking core.
I mean, and there's what's, I don't know what the percentage is, but if you're a black kid, you're more likely to be murdered than a white kid.
Yeah.
Guaranteed.
And it's 2018.
And it has to deal with just our society.
No.
You know?
All right, guys. Thank you for your stories. You brought on a lot of debate today.
A lot of debate happened today, huh?
So much debate.
So much debate. Between you guys, Justine and Scott. I'm just sitting here drinking my wine.
Brittany is too drunk to bring any clear points to the table.
Yeah. Even if I tried to, I would just get shot down, so it's fine.
Oh my god.
No, we're leaving that in. When she comes to edit this podcast, I'm making sure she leaves that in.
No, you don't have
a say. We
want
to hear the bitterness in her tone.
You don't have a final say in what I keep in.
Listen, we can let you say whatever you want, but then you're on your own.
No!
When they come for you.
Okay, so thank you everyone for submitting your Stranger Dangers. If you want to submit your own Stranger Danger story.
you're just like me.
I almost dropped my wine everywhere. If you want to submit your own Stranger Danger story, you can do so at itsaboutdamncrime@gmail.com. Or you can use the form that Justine worked so hard on.
I didn't go to work.
Yeah, she didn't go to work. She called off that day. You can visit itsaboutdamncrime.com. Click the Stranger Danger tab. And then, you know, fill out the form. It has a name field. You're not required to fill that out.
Nope.
You can be anonymous if you want. If you would like to send an audio version, you know, what me and Justine like so much, it makes our job easier.
We love that shit.
You can send that to our email that I just told you about 2 seconds ago. It's aboutdamncrime@gmail.com. So send it there.
There we go. All right, before we go, let's do a quick thank you to all of our Stranger Danger stories today.
Okay.
I don't know where to start here. Somebody sing a song while I find my spot. Perfect. Okay, here we go. Thank you to Elena.
Elena Squared.
Lydia.
Lydia.
Kia.
Wait, what'd you say? Lydia, Kia,
Cookie, Bree,
Tori,
and Jessica. Jessica. Ow.
Thank you.
All right, guys, we'll catch you next week with a brand new episode. About what? We don't know yet. We're not that far in the future.
It's probably about crime.
No. This week it's going to be about, I mean, that week it's going to be about
clowns.
Okay, perfect. Oh, that'd be cool if we could find, like, a clown murderer that wasn't fucking Gacy.
Good luck.
You gotta know that clowns are creepy and they're killing other people.
That's true. We should find another clown murderer.
All right. See what we can
other
do.
Other than Gacy.
Don't hold your breath, guys. In if you're a fucking clown in real life and you're not murdering people, because, obviously, hashtag not all clowns.
Oh, yeah, and don't send us a stranger in your story if you're the stranger. We don't want to hear
or
it.
The no, actually, do that. Sounds like an interesting as fuck story.
Hell no. We do not promote the danger. Get out of here.
No, we're not. I'm not saying we promote it, but 100% email it to us so I can send it to
the police.
Yeah, LVPD.
The police. Anyways.
All right, guys. All right, guys. We love you. We'll see you next Wednesday with a whole new episode. Okay. Love you. All right. Bye. Love you guys.
Okay. Bye.
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 winter. What are we going to do with our lives?